Apple opened its Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco today. This is where people who develop software for Apple products come to find out about Apple's plans for the coming year. Joining us with details is Sujeet Indop of the Financial Times. Sujeet, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, very good to be here.
Well, what do we know so far about what they've come out with? Anything huge?
Sure. So it just started a few minutes ago in San Francisco, and it looks like they're starting out with the updates to the Macintosh operating system. Something called Yosemite is the latest iteration or version. And it seems like it's really just improvements, incremental improvements on the user experience, making it more intuitive, make it seem like more like the iPhone, the apps that are there. So it really seems just mostly an incremental improvement from what you've seen before. Nothing quite revolutionary just yet.
But called Yosemite, that's the name they're going with.
Yes, they always have a clever title that is intuitive and not some crazy number sequence that's hard to remember.
Now, there's not a new iPhone, right? Yet.
It does not as of yet this afternoon. The thinking is that's not going to be happening today. Obviously, this is where they have unveiled iPhones in previous years, but there is not an indication that's going to happen today.
I know that one of the other things that we're expecting today is something to do with monitoring your blood pressure and certain parts of your health using a device, something like what people have now, the Fitbit.
That's right. So the iPhone has an app or a feature called Passbook currently, where you can centralize all your receipts and boarding passes and coupons, things like that. So they're thinking of coming up with a version called Healthbook, which is analogous, where you could centralize all of those wearables that you have, like a Jawbone or a Fitbit, and all that data is sent to a single place so you can track it very simply. So what's interesting is it is very much a software solution, it seems, rather than a hardware solution that Apple is coming up with, at least for now. So it would integrate with somebody else's hardware device, but they're just simplifying how someone with all those devices would get that data. So it would just be in a central place on your iPhone, for example.
One other interesting thing I see is expected today is something called iBeacon. This would be Apple's entry into the mobile payment world.
Yeah, so payments, mobile payments really is the next frontier. Every tech company is trying to solve it. No one really has yet. Apple obviously has 800 million credit card numbers through iTunes. And so because they're so embedded with consumers and have such critical mass, they're thought to have some kind of advantage in coming up with a solution. Just no one has solved digital payments yet. And so we'll see if this is the ultimate solution. But they've got a big head start with 800 million credit card numbers out there.
Now, Apple has had a little bit of trouble ever since Steve Jobs passed away. Their stock price has been down. It's up to some degree now. How's the company doing in general?
Very good point. So we think of Apple as this great innovative company, and it comes up with cool products, which obviously it does. But at the end of the day, it's still a business. And people pay attention to the stock price as much as the new products, or at least investors do. And so it's rallied recently, especially since mid-April or late April, when they had their latest earnings announcement. And what was most interesting about that announcement was not so much how many phones they sold or Macs they sold, but the fact that they increased how much cash they're going to return to shareholders.
Right.
Apple has a market cap of $550 billion and something like $150 billion in cash. And so they upped how much they're going to return over the next 2 years to something like $150 billion, which is a real shift. So that made investors very excited.
Sujeet, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.